With the cat there.
What, he's full of reefers.
Full of reefers?
Yeah, man.
Mean a cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer man?
That's the reefer man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he lost his mind.
Thank you. Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he's swam from China, he'll tell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man. Have you ever met this funny reefer man?
Reefer man!
Oh, baby, reefer man. If he dreads your dimes with nickels and calls watermelon pickles, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes such mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. You ever met a funny reefer man? Have you ever met a funny reefer man? If he says Wall Street is funny, but he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Stiff upper lip,
stout fella,
carry on,
old stuff,
chin up, keep muddling through.
On April 8th at 7:30 p.m., West Hartford Community Theater will present a tribute to Gershwin. Sit back, relax, and enjoy an evening of songs of George and Ira Gershwin, sung by some of the most talented singers in the area. The performance will take place at Bristow Middle School, 34 Highland Street, in West Hartford. While there are no tickets for the show, there is a goodwill donation. Seating is limited, so come early. The theater opens its doors at 7 p.m. For more information, call 860-967-7026 or go to West Hartford Community Theater's website at www.whtheater.org. That's 860-967-7026 for a tribute to Gershwin.
And we're listening to the special April 1st, Are You Kidding? Edition of Guy's History of Recorded Music. A lot of it is tongue-in-cheek. That was Reefer Man we were listening to before the break from Cab Calloway. Before that, Bick Spiderbeck, Basin Street Blues, nothing peculiar about that. Before that, Louis Armstrong. Not sure what I was playing there of Louis Armstrong's. Before that, a minstrel potpourri from 1899 by an unknown minstrel group. Before that, El Trio Cubano, La Bella Cubano Habanera from 1924. Before that, Frank Krumit, or Krumit, My Little Bimbo Down on the Bimbo Isle from 1921. Before that, Perry Bechtel, Rubber Dolly, 1933. Before that, two from Louis Armstrong, Don't Forget to Mess Around from 1926 and SOL Blues 1927. And started the set with My Blue Heaven from Whispering Jack Smith. Not sure of the year on that. Didn't mean to play that. Thought I was playing something else. And that might happen more than once this morning. I'm spinning a bunch of CDs that... not absolutely positive of the provenance on them or what's actually on there. I thought I knew, but, you know, sometimes you don't get that exactly right. And but it is, after all, the tongue-in-cheek, are you kidding, edition. And so if I'm pulling your leg, well, that's not so bad. Show is usually heard on Thursdays. In fact, the show is always heard on Thursdays at 3 o'clock in the morning. And substituting today for the absent DJ. And so we'll just see what comes up here on CD player number 4.
Thank you. Hello? For just a moment, you want to speak to Bing? Oh, we're making a record. All right.
One who could be calling me when I'm recording. Hello, hello. Who is this? Louise? Oh, well, that's different.
It's wonderful. Say it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful. You're so beautiful. You haunt me all day through.
What do you say we help him out with the chorus, shall we?
All right.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in a tree seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you. Just to meet and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can tell that I wanted your kiss. It had to be, what a wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me through?
Hello. Hold the wire just a minute, Louise. The boys are getting a bit frantic. Don't think the song should be sung like that. Now, that's awfully hot.
But you should not interrupt my bliss when I'm singing to my sweetheart true. It should be sung like this. Oh, just to see and hear you brings joy that I never knew. Oh, but to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can tell that I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me?
Hello, 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 hello. Now look at that, she's hung up.
Now see what you've done, she's given me air. Now I'm asking you, do you think that's fair?
Well, don't worry, Bing, there's girls everywhere.
Oh, but there's nobody like Louise, I'll have to write her.
You mean there's nobody like Louise, why don't you telegraph her? There's nobody like Louise, I hope she buys this record.
Nobody like Louise.
Down to the drummer's club, you'd take the streetcar and I'll take the sun. Let's have a party and let's spread good cheer. Oh, you bring the pretzels and I'll bring the beer. Oh, there's O.D. My, here's the reason why. Oh, I can't dance, I got ants in my pants. I can't dance, I got ants in my pants.
Thank you. There's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This diddy war did it. This diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. The little girl about 4 feet four. Come on, pop in, give me some more of your diddy war did it. Your diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, say, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy war did it. Mr. Diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. Put my hat on his feet. Lady said on his seat, Daddy, you sure is sweet. Mr. Diddy war did it. Mr. Diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. Just give me that thing you said on my diddy war did it. My diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean.
It's 5:01, and your radio is tuned to 91.3 WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut, broadcasting as a community service of the University of Hartford. Also heard on WDJW 89.7 Summers, WWEB 89.9 Wallingford, WAPJ 89.9 Torrington, and streaming live on the World Wide Web at www.wwuh.org. I'm Guy 2K. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music, filling in this Friday morning, April 1st. And so this is the Just Kidding edition of Guy's History. And I like to think they're all going to be tongue-in-cheek. Well, they won't be, because I don't always get them right, since it's a pull-your-leg show. Then if I tell you that I'm playing something and it's not actually that, it's okay today. Today, you know, I can get away with it, but I am, of course, broadcasting in the nude, as we do every April 1st here at WWUH. And it's a kind of a tradition, I guess. So well, I'm the only one here right now, but I guess when the next person comes in, they'll disrobe out here at the door and then take this seat, which I'll, you know, wipe off first. So let's see if we have queued up Jelly Roll Morton with Finger Buster. And Jelly Roll Morton was a kind of a tongue-in-cheek character anyway. You know, he had, he wore a big gold tooth, and he was a wise guy and a gambler and pretty unpopular, great piano player and originator, claimed to have invented jazz at the age of 15, and that hasn't been disproven. You know, he may have. And let's see if this is actually him right here on this recording.
Thank you. Yacht Club just off the Great Wide Way in little old New York City for another session of some real old swingaroos. Well, let's hear from the head man himself at the Ivory Drink, Fats Waller.
Hello, say, hello, Bob. Hello.
Yes, now hello.
The Yacht Club and it's jumping, yeah. And we're going to start off tonight's swing with You Can't Be Mine and Somebody Else's Too. I woke up with Monday morning, and it's Monday morning.
Here, oh, Ted. Here it comes.
love talk about. The gentleman's really warm.
That was really marvelous.
We're from Kentucky,
Hello. And now we latch on. And we tear on down with, what do you know about love?
Here we go, Fats.
It is.
To what do you know about love, Fats?
Hello.
Say, you know, I understand you're a composer. It says down here, I had to do it, written by Fats Waller.
That's right.
All
that's
right. Let's have the answer now. Those
had to
keys,
do
boy.
It. Got huh? to do it. I'm forced to do it.
Here we go.
And that was Fats Waller in a rare radio broadcast, probably around 1939 or so, at the Yacht Club in New York, playing some of his compositions. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music. I'm Guy 2K, playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly, that particular one an exception. And it's April Fool's Day. And so this is the special Are You Kidding edition. And if I pull your leg with some of this stuff, well, you'll be okay with that. And well, let's continue with a very whimsical classical piece called, I hope it'll be, Flight of the Bumblebee. Here it comes. Well, that doesn't sound too good. Let's see. Maybe we can try that in another player. We'll see if we get better results in the other player. Not sure what caused that malfunction. Maybe it's something to do with the CD. You never know. This is not actually spinning records, as you might have guessed. And so could be just about anything.
Left for shore, where the Thank you. disappointed. My heart is jointed. There's something that's addling my mind. I'm on the blink. I just can't think. There's no cure I can find. Oh, Lord. I'm going to bathe myself in carbolic acid and eat a pound of Paris cream. Chew all the heads off a box of sulfur matches and wash them down with gasoline. Then I'll hang myself to a weeping willow tree. I don't think. And stab myself a time or two and a weep and sigh till I droop and die. 'Cause I certainly got the suicide blues. You tell the people that I had the suicide blues. My spirit's busted. I'm plumb disgusted. 'Cause everything seemed to go wrong. In all my dreams, my goodness, this grief it seems, oh, yeah. My sorrow song. I'm going to bathe myself in carbolic acid and eat a pound of Paris cream. Oh, my, chew all the heads off a box of sulfur matches and wash them down with gasoline. Dear, then I'll hang myself to a weeping willow tree. Maybe. And set myself a time or two, and I'll weep and sigh till I droop and die. 'Cause I certainly got the suicide blue. You tell the people that I had the suicide blue.
Up to 50% of the food produced in the United States is wasted each year. Meanwhile, the number of people who experience hunger and food insecurity continues to grow. Food Not Bombs is a worldwide movement that recovers perfectly safe and edible food that would otherwise be thrown out and redistributes it in our communities. For over 15 years, Hartford Food Not Bombs has shared free public meals every Sunday at 3 p.m. in Bushnell Park to protest war, poverty, and hunger. For more information or to get involved, call 860-978-3562. That's 860-978-3562. Or email us at hartfordfnb@gmail.com. Hartford Food Not Bombs. Because food is a right, not a privilege.
And you're listening to WWUH 91.3 FM, West Hartford, Connecticut, just outside the city limits on the campus of the University of Hartford. This is Guy's History of Recorded Music, filling in this Friday morning, April Fool's Day. Tongue-in-cheek, for the most part. Just kidding, special edition. And it's music from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. Usually on Thursday mornings, every Thursday morning, in fact, at 3 o'clock, and substituting today. So tune in, you know, set your alarm for 3 o'clock Thursday morning if you like stuff from the early days of the phonograph. We were listening to Suicide Blues from Arthur Collins, the year 1919. and probably over Prohibition. That was the year that they brought in Prohibition, so that would probably be his reason, although he doesn't say that in so many words. Before that, Fiddlin' Frank Nelson and The Cat Came Back, 1927. Before that, Sol K. Bright and the Hawaiians, Tomi Tomi, 1934, Hawaiian music. And before that, Fats Waller at the Yacht Club, rare radio broadcast. I guess that was actually the last set. And we'll be finishing at 6 o'clock, at which time Steve Thieker will come on with his mix of his eclectic mix, ordinary, his Friday morning fare. And between now and then, we'll see how many of these we can play. We've got Cuckoo Bird coming up. And then we'll slip in, and that's from Clarence Ashley. And then we'll have the Jumbo Military Band, The Whistler and His Dog. And Frederick Wheeler singing Sweet Genevieve with a quartet, I believe. George Wilton, Ballard, and Helen Clark, I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. And then George Wilton, Ballard, and Louise Terrell, The Love Nest. And maybe we'll get to Billy Murray and Any Little Girl That's a Nice Little Girl Is the Right Little Girl for Me. And we'll see if anything else will fit in there. That probably is going to wrap it up. And tune in Thursday morning, 3 o'clock, or anytime before 6, for more of Guy's History of Recorded Music. And so let's go to Clarence Ashley.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day, July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. Now you rob my poor pocket of my silver and my gold. Cuckoo, tell the 4th day, July.